Manifesting Wealth, Module 4 by Steve G. Jones. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you how gratitude grows wealth. First of all, I want you to begin a gratitude journal. Write down everything that you have, and I want you to be grateful for those things. Now, this can be anything from your shoes to the blue sky. Look around every room of your home if you need to, and find sources of thankfulness. Find things to be thankful for, and remember to include acts of kindness from others. Now, what does a gratitude journal look like? Well, I'd like you to get an actual notebook. I'd like you to get something physical, and I'd like you to use a pen or pencil to write it down. Write down in an actual journal what you are thankful for. Now, you can buy a journal with blank pages that's hardbound, you know, one of those fancier journals if you want to, or you can just buy a spiral notebook at almost any store. It doesn't matter. What does matter is that you do it consistently. So get it, write gratitude journal on the front, and start writing down things that you are thankful for. And I want you to add something new every day. You're going to be surprised how much you already have to be thankful for. Find the good in everything and be thankful for things that you have formerly, perhaps, taken for granted. And yes, we all do it. We all tend to take some things for granted. But now I want you to start focusing on those things. What are even the little things that you can be thankful for? Also, take time once a week to reflect on your gratitude journal entries. And you can even take this time to add details about each item, the different ways that you are thankful for each item. This is going to maximize your benefits and allow these feelings of gratefulness to bring a smile to your face. I also want you to form a habit of thanking others around you. Thank your family and friends. Look for things that you can do or say to thank them often. Realize that being grateful to those closest to you will align you with wealth more quickly. I also want you to form a habit of thanking strangers. There are a lot of strangers who offer random acts of kindness. I'm talking about simple things like holding a door open, for example, giving you a compliment, letting you in front of them in traffic. You can always give them a friendly wave. If you form a habit of this, you're going to find that you are thankful for a lot more than you thought. When the universe understands that you're thankful, guess what? You get more. So if you are on the receiving end of something wonderful, even if it's something small, show how thankful you are. Other examples would be someone holding an elevator for you, or paying a toll for you while you're driving. And if you're unable to thank them, even with a kind gesture, then write it in your gratitude journal. And also, be sure to thank yourself for continuing on, for moving forward. It is most important for you to thank yourself. Be thankful for your skills, your passions, and your effort to improve your life. Rather than taking things for granted, write them in your gratitude journal. So right now, I want you, if you're able to do it, do it. If you're not, then do it later. If you're operating a motor vehicle or jogging or something along those lines, then do this later. But if you're able to, go ahead and get a pen or pencil and a piece of paper, and I want you to take 3 minutes, just 3 minutes, and write down how you are thankful for others around you. That means writing the name of the person and how you're thankful for them. Your mom, how you're thankful for her. Your dad, how you're thankful for him. Your sister, your brother, whoever it is. Your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. Best friend, not best friend, doesn't matter. Write down the people in your life and how you're thankful for them. What about them makes you thankful? Do this for the next 3 minutes. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to let you think about all the ways you're thankful for them, just to get you in the groove, to get you moving forward, to help you understand at the level of doing how this works. It's a nice concept, but I want you to do it. All right, take 3 minutes, write down the person's name and why you're thankful for them. What is it about them that they contribute to your world that you're thankful for? Do this now. Keep writing a person's name and why you're thankful for them. You're doing great. All right, doing a wonderful job. Remember, you just write the person's name and what it is about them that you're thankful for. All right, keep writing names and keep writing why you're thankful. All right, thinking about the people in your life. Maybe the list is getting long now, but keep on writing. Keep on thinking of people in your life and why you're thankful for them. What do they bring to your life? How do they enhance your life and make your life better or easier or more abundant? Or how do they just put a smile on your face? All right, almost done. 30 seconds left. Write a few more names and why these people are wonderful in your life, or how they at least contribute in some small way in your life. All right, now you've got a list and some practice. You've got a list of people in your life and why you're thankful. How about for homework, if you send them a text or call them or send them an email or reach out to them in some way and let them know what you wrote down. Let them know why you're thankful for them. That's your homework. And now we're going to talk about appreciating your world. I want you to appreciate your world. Take a walk and look around. Be thankful for the world around you. Nature invokes powerful feelings of contentment for many people. Be thankful for your senses that allow you to enjoy everything. All right, now again, I want you to take 3 minutes, if you're able, and write down with pen or pencil and paper things that you appreciate about your world. That means writing down something, perhaps birds, and writing down why you appreciate them, the sky, and why you appreciate it. So I want you to tune into the world around you, little things in the world around you. Think about gravity, something small, but it's actually very big. If you think about it, we take it for granted. We make it seem small that objects stay where we put them. Gravity is actually very important, and it's part of the world around us. So you could, for example, write down gravity and why you're thankful for it. This is the mindset you need to get into. If you want to have more abundance in your life, you need to be thankful for what's already there. All right, take 3 minutes and do this as I am silent. Writing down things about your world that you appreciate. Write down the thing and why you appreciate it. Ready, go. Continue writing things that you appreciate about your world. All right, doing a great job. Continue writing a list. What do you appreciate about your world? Write down the item and then why you appreciate it. You're doing a wonderful job continuing to write down what you appreciate about your world. Look around if you have to. Look around, walk around. What is it that you appreciate? Write it down and why. Why do you appreciate it? So many things to appreciate about this world. So many wonderful things. So keep writing. Write them down. Make that list as long as you can and why you appreciate those things. Doing a great job. 30 seconds left. Finish up your list. Write down what you appreciate and why. Okay, great job. Now you've got a list of the things you appreciate. Now, I'm not going to have you write an email or text or phone call to the things in the world that you're thankful for, but I want you to remember that those things are there. They're already taken care of. You're already abundant with those things, so be thankful for them. And now we're going to move into a very important topic, considering yourself wealthy and being thankful now for yourself. All right, it's time to write a list of things about yourself that you're thankful for. What are you thankful for about yourself? It could be the way you look. It could be the way you act. But I want you to make it specific. Perhaps you have a certain color hair that you like, or perhaps you have a beautiful smile. So you'd write down hair and why you're thankful for it. You'd write down smile and why you're thankful for it. So things about you, or perhaps the way you act, things about your personality, knowledge that you have, things about you. Write down the thing about you and write down why you're thankful for it. You know what to do. You've got 3 minutes to do it. Write this list as long as you can. And all you're doing is writing down something about you and why you're thankful for it. Ready, go. All right, doing a great job. Remember, you're writing down something about you and why you're thankful for it. All right, continue writing down something about you, anything at all, and why you're thankful that that exists, that you have that talent, that skill, that feature, whatever it is. All right, continue writing your list. What are you thankful for? What do you have? What do you already have? And why are you thankful for it? All right, 1 minute left. You're doing a great job. Continue writing. Something about you and why you're thankful for it. All right, 30 seconds left. Write down something about yourself. It can be a feature, it can be a talent, it can be some knowledge, anything at all. Write it down and write down why you're thankful for it. 30 seconds left. All right, great. So now you have a list. In fact, now you have three lists. You have a list of people around you you're thankful for. You have a list of things around you you're thankful for. And you have a list of things about yourself that you're thankful for. You're a very thankful person. And when the universe understands that you're thankful, you will be able to move forward and get more and more and more. It's not about greed. It's about manifestation, manifesting things in your life. So now you understand how gratitude grows wealth. And use these skills you now have, the skills of writing down something and why you're thankful for your gratitude journal. Gratitude journals are easy. And you can just write down something or a few things every day. You don't have to make it a long list every day. Something wonderful is going to happen to you every day. You need to start recognizing it and being thankful for it. Consider yourself wealthy and thankful now. I want you to come to the realization that you are already wealthy, so it's just going to increase from here. You probably have most of your needs and some of your wants satisfied, so be thankful for that. This is going to help you manifest more wealth, and that's what this is really all about. So now you understand how to manifest wealth. We've talked about preparing for wealth manifestation, understanding how manifestation works for wealth, discovering your own wealth goals, and how gratitude grows wealth. So I want you to take this information and move forward with it. You know, it's fascinating and wonderful to have information, but if you don't act on it, then it's not going to improve your life. So I encourage you to move forward with this. Do the exercises in this program again if you need to. Take steps toward manifesting wealth. Get on with it. Move forward with your passion and make it happen. I'm Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding life.